Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today on Voices is Kelly Luttman. Kelly's a local professional dealing with matters of nutrition and health and just better living. So, Kelly, glad you're here today.
I'm so glad to be here with you, Bob.
Kelly, you've done something that not a whole lot of people get to do. You've written a book. We've had you here before, and you've talked to us and given us tidbits, but now you've written a book that has a lot of good information in one place. Why don't you tell us about the book? Tell us the name of it. What inspired you to write the book?
The book is called From Diet to Edit, Discover Freedom in a New Approach to Food. It's been one of those things that's percolated in my head for about a year or so, and I finally took opportunity to go off on a business trip with my husband and hole away in a hotel to be able to write it, because at home it wasn't happening.
I can appreciate that.
But it just, I think, is part of a culmination of a development of a food theory for me that I use with my clients, just based on the concept that I don't believe diets work. Diets are a limited food plan for a period of time. And what happens when you finish the dietary time? You know, you do it for a week or 2 weeks. You get to the end of that time, and what do? You go back to eating the way you did before the diet, which is actually what got you in the position that required the diet to begin with. And the challenge with, you know, some people have success and do lose, but often they slip away from what they picked up in the dietary pattern, and they tend to regain within 1 to 5 years. They regain the weight they might have lost, or they hit a plateau and their body stops losing. And that's primarily because their body is sensing a difference in the caloric intake and is preserving itself, and so it lowers the metabolism. And then you have to do some other things to change it up and keep the body guessing in order to keep losing weight. The challenge comes with people that find dieting is frustrating, dieting is bondage, and yet so many people, you know, have been on the roller coaster of gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight.
Well, I love the title of the book, Editing.
Yep.
To edit, it's a play on letters, I guess, not
yes,
a play on word, a play on letter for the word diet, but it really focuses on really what the root of all this is, that it's making slight changes. It's not a matter of reinventing anything as much as it is to edit, to take out the superfluous, to add the necessary, and come up with something better than you started with.
Exactly. I actually came up with the edit change. I think it was a dream. You know, you see the magnetic letters on the refrigerator, and if you take the E out of diet and you slide it around to the front, you get edit. So
exactly.
It is a play on the letters, but edits are sustainable. And so in the process of the book, I teach 12 different types of edits that you can make, from the pace at which you eat, to the portions you eat, to the balance of what's on your plate, the colors you eat, the ingredients, of course. Those edits, in the process of going through the book, you can choose what you're using, you can choose what edits you're making, and explore getting that integrated into your patterns and your habits, and then choose another one. And I actually provide an edit companion that you can, that's referenced, a link referenced in the book, that you can go and download a 9-page companion that helps you walk through the processes of choosing your edits, observing the results, and seeing how things are working as you make those changes.
And reading the book, you have a lot of just interesting little tips in the book that I'd say they were common sense if you knew to do them in the first place. For instance, one of the things that you talked about that was interesting to me was take more time to chew your food. And I've started doing that. It does seem to have an effect. And that's the neat part of the book, because it just gives you little things along the way that, I mean, how would I read a book on chewing food? But I can read a book on editing my life and come up with something that it's a simple thing, but you can do that.
Exactly. We don't think in terms of chewing is actually the only voluntary aspect of digestion. It's the one thing we can control. Yeah. So chewing is part of what I call eating hygiene, the process with which you approach eating your food, which is much of what I laid out in the edits. But stopping and chewing your food to the point where it's soft mush, if not liquid, provides a better opportunity for your body to fully digest and absorb those nutrients. Our tendency is chomp, chomp, swallow. And that's really not chewing. Some foods, you get away with that, but you don't want to do that with a piece of meat or something that's going to require a lot more work. Sure. I picture with my clients, imagine what your stomach is saying in reaction to what's coming at it through the esophagus when you've just chomped a couple times and then swallowed, and it's like, man, you're bombing me with all this stuff coming in, and I got to work twice or three times as hard. And it makes people laugh, but then you think about it. Oh, okay, I can make a difference in how overall it's working just by chewing.
It's amazing. And one of the nice things about the book that I noticed was that it's not like reading a novel. Mm-mm. Where you have to get to the last chapter to find out who done it.
Nope.
Or what is the final edit? What is the thing? I've got to labor through this book to find out. But actually, each chapter kind of stands on its own and helps us for whatever the moment might require.
Exactly. I didn't want to overload the content. I did not put references for the scientific backgrounds or whatever. I wanted it to be casual, comfortable, relaxing, so that you're not feeling like you're being driven into something. But take it at your own pace. Some people will zoom through the whole book and then pick an edit they want to start with. Some people just start at the beginning and kind of take it one at a time. It's your choice. And then I actually have a From Diet to Edit Facebook page that you're invited to join. And I provide extra support and answer questions there.
So that's diet2edit.com.
Well, From Diet to Edit on Facebook is available as a group program or a group page, okay. I guess it's called. But then to order the book, to get the book, you can go to fromdiet2edit.com and just click the link there, and it takes you over directly to Amazon where you can order the book. That way you don't have to go hunting and searching and get distracted and everything Amazon.
Understand. Well, if I'm interested in health, uh-huh. I'm interested in doing better, and if I was to get the book, then what would I do? Just would I find a chapter that addresses something I'm having an issue with, or how would you suggest I use the book? Let's assume I know nothing. Mm-hmm. What would you want me to do?
Start at the beginning of the chapters, at the beginning, introduction. And then I would start with the very first edit, which is edit your pace, which includes the chewing, because that's one of the basics that most people overlook. We just tend to be in such a fast hurry to the next thing, and we eat not so much attentively and mindfully. We just eat because it's necessary, and we go on, unless it's, you know, an ice cream sundae that you're just drooling over, something like that, yeah. But to become a little bit more mindful about the process of eating, and just start with chewing. Later on, you'll find some other things, but I think chewing is one of the big starting points that can make a difference for everybody. It can help that indigestion.
Well, that's great. The chapters are not long.
No.
So we could sit down and take a chapter and just read it in the evening after.
Oh, easily. Easily.
I'll read it after dinner. Or in the evening, read a chapter.
Yeah.
And kind of see what we can pick up. And tomorrow we'll find another chapter. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of just work our way through it slowly that we can absorb and
at your own pace.
Make a difference in our own life for these edits.
Right. And I've added in some recipes in some of the chapters. So when I'm talking about editing your colors, adding different colors to your food, then I provide some recipes that put different colors in. Because if you look at it with the chapter about color, when you eat a lot of fast food, unwrap all your food at a fast food restaurant, and what's the primary color you're eating?
Yeah, beige.
Yeah. Beige. Kind of bland, brown, yeah. Beige, cream, whatever. Not too exciting unless you add ketchup and mustard for a little color. But that is limiting in the nutrients. And the colors of our fruits and vegetables represent different nutrients. So I always encourage, add different color. Add green. Add red, yellow, orange, blue, and purple. White is okay, but you don't want white potatoes and white rice and white bread. You want cauliflower and onions and jicama, if you've ever tried jicama.
I don't know about jicama.
It's spelled J-I-C-A-M-A, and it is actually a Mexican turnip. And you'll find it in the produce section, usually out with the potatoes and things like that, but it's a fruit. It doesn't look like much on the outside, but slice it open and peel the outside, and you have a crisp, sweet piece that you can chop up into a salad or use as sticks for a snack, and it kind of tastes between an apple and a pear.
Really?
It's very unique, very unique.
Yeah, that's special.
But that's a great white vegetable that you can eat. Fruit.
So there's a lot of things we could pick up that just by editing the way we do things.
Exactly.
We can improve health, improve digestion, and things like that. But the book in itself was not intended, nor does it replace the necessity for maybe a customized plan for people who really want to dig down into better health through eating.
That's true. That's true. It's a starting point. And really, one of the reasons I wrote the book was to be able to offer the material to a wider audience than I can contact personally, because I'm only one person. This way, it can get out and give that starting place for a lot of people. And then, if they find that they still have some struggles, even after they've made those edits, they're still struggling with a chronic disease or challenges with their digestion, that's when maybe they need a health coach to walk them through a little bit more detailed approach.
Well, I know a large part of your study was not only for bringing good health, but for correcting diagnosed illnesses, mm-hmm. diagnosed situations in people's lives, that food, mm-hmm. like a medicine in some cases, can actually do things to help get rid of diagnosed problems.
Exactly. What people laugh at when I say is chronic disease is not your body saying, I have a lack of medication. It's your body saying, I have a lack of nutrients or the building blocks for my body to heal. Your body is designed naturally to heal. God made it that way. And it's when we are having stress and emotions in our lives can affect our wellness, as well as the lack of foods. And when we eat a particular diet that doesn't meet our body's needs, then it can wear down over time. But I use functional medicine principles when I coach people to help reverse or retract the chronic disease symptoms without the use of medication.
Well, that's awesome that the natural things that God created, just knowing what to do. And I guess so much of the information we get nowadays mm-hmm. is advertising, buy my product, eat my food, mm-hmm. which is commercially prepared to make a profit.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily fill the nutritional needs mm-hmm. for us to be able to live healthy.
Yes. I often tell my clients, if you see a food product advertised on TV, it's probably not the best thing to eat.
So,
because it's been heavily processed. And the challenge with processing our foods, if it comes in a package where it can stay on a shelf or in a vending machine for weeks and months on end and look the same at the end of that time period, it's basically dead food. It's got nothing to offer you. They've taken all the nutrients and the perishable features out of that food to make it last longer, but it's got nothing left. If a good bacteria won't eat it, it's not going to help you either.
Oh, what a picture. What a picture in my mind. But I'm sure it's a true picture. Yeah. I'm sure it's a true picture. Nature often goes for the best to preserve itself.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Even the bacteria knows better mm-hmm. than eating some of the things in vending machines, I guess. Well, Kelly, this is all wonderful and good information, and we're excited about your new book. How can we get a hold of a copy?
The easiest way is to go to www.fromedittodiet.com. Click the link there, and it will take you directly to the book, the page on Amazon where you can order.
Well, that's wonderful.
One thing to mention is it's right now available in Kindle. By next month, I will have it available in a print mode.
Okay.
But a lot of people have been unsure about being able to use a Kindle book. You can get a Kindle reader app for any device.
Yes.
So your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, your PC, your desktop, laptop, any of those, you can get an app. So just because it's in Kindle form doesn't mean you're limited if you don't have a Kindle device.
Excellent.
So that's something I learned in the process of the launch, that people were hesitant, but you can, I read mine and review it on my phone, and it's real easy to have it handy.
Well, I understand that you've had a lot of success with a lot of downloads.
Over 900 downloads so far.
That's amazing.
Aiming for 1,000.
That's amazing.
Which is really exciting, and excellent reviews. So anyone that does download it, I do appreciate you going back onto Amazon and reviewing it, because that makes a difference in how it shows up then in their searches.
Right.
So plus, you know, it's good for me to hear if there's something that someone doesn't understand. I hope they'll contact me, because I have opportunity to clarify or adjust things before I go to print next month.
Well,
so I'm kind of hoping for feedback.
Like many things, this is not a one-size-fits-all.
No.
The book talks about the principles,
mm-hmm.
but the application of the principles may require further study.
Exactly. And really, ultimately, like anything, you got to do something with it.
Oh, man.
Do something with it.
I've been looking for a pill, but no.
Sorry.
Okay. How can people contact you, Kelly, if they want to talk with you?
They can reach me by phone at 985-768-8898, or by email at kelly@pursuewellnessforyou.com. That's all words. And I'm local here in Slidell, and I look forward to interacting with folks.
Good. And then go to your website and just see all kinds
of
resources.
Don't
you have one of those,
mm-hmm.
too?
PursueWellnessForYou.com.
Good. Say your phone number again, please.
985-768-8898.
Well, Kelly, it's just been wonderful spending time with you. We thank you so much for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you.
I know it's run as a business, but I also know it's your passion to see people get better and to do better. And I thank you for that.
Definitely my passion for the body of Christ and all others.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate you being with us today. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can send us a text. You can leave a comment. If there's something you want to talk about that Kelly addressed here today, let us know. We want to hear your thoughts. We encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell, and go to our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible gift to support the station. We need your financial support. And again, the number to call with a comment is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.